Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Mark Brauhart. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovich. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy takes first base on ball four. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bosley moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bosley scores. Brouillard moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brouillard tags and scores. Gantner tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Vukovic covering, for the out. One out. John Waven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waven strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Willie Aikens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Brett steals second. Willie Aikens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aikens is 0 for 1 in the game. Aikens strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Brouillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo now playing right field. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bosley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brouillard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Brouillard reaches second base with a double. Bosley moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bosley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-1 in the game. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bosley. The throw from Wathen and he is safe. Bosley steals second. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brouwhard hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Yount is hit by the pitch. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Brouwhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Akins moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Akins moves to third. Otis moves to second. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-1 in the game. Geronimo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Akins scores. Otis scores. White moves to third. It's 3-2, Brewers. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ogilvy moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-3 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvy scores. There goes Thomas trying to get to third. Geronimo throws the ball into Brett, who tags Thomas for the out. Two outs. It's 4-2, Brewers. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Bosley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brouhard hits a fly ball into center field. Otta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from way then and he is out, White applying the tag. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Rance Mullinix pinch runs for Willie Akins. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geronimo for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.